Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine. But they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
For goodness sake, Kith, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Dodging, swooping, striking. Their mission? Create chaos. Their mandate? Win at all costs. The St. Louis Battlehawks. Cleared to engage. February 2020.
The Battlehawks will be the first modern professional football team born and raised in St. Louis. And we couldn't be more excited.
That's the news of this afternoon, this late morning, that the XFL team coming to St. Louis will be called the Battlehawks. They'll start in 2020. And definitely from the video that they've put out and from the feedback I'm getting from listeners, Battlehawks is definitely a tribute to our heritage here in this area for flight, specifically flight centered towards battle.
Makes sense.
Does this get you jazzed up?
Winged warriors. Preparing for flight.
Just got to get to the part where the hawk
preparing
screams
to fight. Again, they await their orders.
Caw.
Then attack as one.
There it is. That shrill. It's not caw.
Whatever. I say caw. Tomato, tomato.
When I take Katie to the XFL foul game, she's going to be going, caw, caw!
Caw! Can you hear it?
Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show is the place to be right now. Facebook Live that we just ended. Tony Colombo does three individual headstands.
And it's amazing.
They're really good. I don't understand why he's so good at that. And we also have a Facebook poll up right now that is teetering around people voting in favor of Katie's answer at just about 40%. It's a 39 down, so it ticked down a bit. How many bases on a baseball field? Three bases, that's Team Tony and Frank, or four bases, which is Team Katie. And you've made a lot of very good comments and made a lot of very good points about this issue. My favorite one where I think it's three, but I voted for four to support Katie.
Thank you.
I don't blame you. Four bases. First base, second base, third base, home base, which is shaped as a plate. Okay.
Get it.
Home plate has to be tagged as a base, so I'm going to say four. Bases and plates are different shaped, and bases are padded. A plate is not. So lots of good reasoning behind this, but definitely we have a differing of opinion, so go vote on that Facebook poll. We have comments from Jesse, who's with Hanson's Tree. Says, when you steal home, it's a stolen base, not a stolen plate. Linda says, when they say the, quote, bases are loaded, they mean first, second, and third, and not home plate.
So these are all valid points.
Yeah. We're just kind of sitting here being persuaded one way or the other. I have voted, and I am on team three, but I see the points of team four, and I'm willing to listen to more. I think it's fantastic. And for somebody who follows baseball and has loved it for a long time and is my favorite thing to do in my spare time, which is minimal, I would have thought, obviously, three, duh. And I'm being persuaded to consider other things. So I appreciate that.
Crazy times, guys.
stick around in this hour here shortly. We're going to be giving away some Cardinals tickets. So you're going to want to stick around for the opportunity to be the correct caller here. So in the next 10 minutes, we will give those away. But before we do that, let's get to our guest, Bryce Hill of the Illinois Policy Institute. He's a research analyst there at Illinois Policy. Bryce, great to have you on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Bryce, are you a baseball fan by any stretch of the imagination there?
I am. I'm a Cubs fan, so I hate to say that. Got about a half game on it.
Yes, right now the Cardinals can puff out their chest a little bit, but with this division, that will change any dime, like 100 times before the end of the season. You have an opinion? Are there three bases on a baseball field or four bases on a baseball field?
You know, I'm of the opinion that there are three, but the stolen base for home plate is actually starting to swing my opinion.
Yeah, completely. That is exactly the way I was. Well, you are a Cubs fan, but we still love having you on here because the Illinois Policy is always following these important stories and giving us the information that we need to know that sometimes is too hard for us to find without the people doing the hard work that you guys are doing there at the Illinois Policy Institute. But I wanted to talk to you about some of these big government contracts that our legislature is still engaging in. On the backs of taxpayers, what does the Illinois taxpayer right now need to be looking at as far as how we are managing our money, who we're paying it out to, and what we're getting for those dollars?
Absolutely. So as you've heard, I'm sure Governor Pritzker just came to a big agreement with AFSCME and giving them a pretty substantial raise over the next 4 years, as well as $2,500 worth of bonuses for having to endure only being the second highest paid state employees in the nation. But what we found when we looked at all state employees and local employees across Illinois, oftentimes they're being paid up to 60% more than their private sector counterparts, even when they have the same education and work experience. So taxpayers in the private sector are being asked to pay taxes that go to pay their peers, people with the exact same qualifications as them, 60% more than they're earning.
That's an enormous amount of money. I mean, to consider the fact that Illinois doesn't have the money in the bank right now that it needs to have with the massively unfunded pension liability, among other things, this does seem very unfair. And when you look at who these agreements are being made between and where some of this money comes back to help other people get elected come election season, I think it's something that the Illinois voter needs to look very closely in the circle of where the tax dollar comes out of their pocket and then it goes into this system. And it seems like the people who are closest to these politicians who get elected are the ones who end up benefiting from it.
Absolutely. And, you know, this contract, the most recent one, is going to cost taxpayers $3.6 billion over the next 4 years. But that is really just a fraction of the cost. It's actually going to lead to not only higher taxes, but it's going to lead to fewer jobs in the private sector, especially jobs that are trying to compete with the public sector, is going to lead to, you know, higher unemployment, longer durations of unemployment. So it really just is this compounding effect of not only higher taxes, but really stripping opportunity away from the private sector.
So when the Illinois taxpayer is looking forward here and seeing where the future of this state is headed with the spending practices that it has right now, are there any glimmers of hope with fiscal responsibility in the Pritzker administration with this Democrat supermajority in both houses in Springfield? Is there anything to hang their hat on for the Illinois taxpayer right now?
Well, you know, I think that question is really going to come in November when we actually get to decide what happens with the state tax code. So if we approve more money to Springfield or if we put our foot down and refuse future tax hikes, that's really going to be a big determining factor of whether or not the system can continue the way it is. There are also, you know, some glimmers of hope with, you know, some real reforms starting to be considered. You know, we're hearing more and more about pension conversations, and it's, you know, we're not there yet, but there is some hope that maybe one day we're going to get to a place where Illinois politicians are taking seriously the fact that we're out of money.
There's an article on IllinoisPolicy.org right now that says there are Motomart gas stations just across the Illinois state line on Interstate 270 in Missouri and on Interstate 64 in Indiana. Both have been very busy since July 1st when Illinois doubled the state gasoline tax from 19 cents to 38 cents per gallon. I have been somebody who has not bought a drop of Missouri or of Illinois gas since that tax doubled. And I know many people who are doing the same thing. This is how Illinois voters, taxpayers, this is how they vote. This is, they vote with their feet. They vote with going across the river to buy their gas on the other side. This is going to also have a negative impact on those businesses that are close to those state borders. People who are running the gas stations in the state of Illinois are going to suffer because of this overtaxing mentality that this legislature has, trying to fix everything with pulling another dime out of the Illinois taxpayer pocket. Is there any more interest in looking at this gas tax and trying to squash the automatic increases that it will have on an annual basis to try to stop things like this from happening in the future?
Well, yeah, as you said, it's automatically going to increase by roughly a penny every single year. So, you know, I'm not aware of any political will, so to speak, of stripping back this gas tax. But, you know, as we see, especially in border states, gas stations right across the border are flourishing while the revenue and business just isn't coming in. In Illinois, that's something that, you know, we can expect to continue to happen. And those same gas stations who are just trying to make it their local businesses, they just got hit with, you know, a massive minimum wage increase over the next several years. It's also getting phased in. So it's actually going to, you know, further cut into their bottom line. Not only are they having to charge higher prices because of the state tax, but now their bottom line is being eaten into because, you know, we have rising labor costs. And, you know, this is just piling on to the factors that make, you know, the public sector so much more hindering in Illinois than it is in other states. You know, Illinois' public sector is the highest paid out of its neighbor states. They have the largest pay gaps between the public and the private sector. And it's really unfair practices and unfair taxes like these that perpetuate the system.
So what does J.B. Pritzker and what do the Democrats in Springfield who passed this gas tax, along with some of the Republicans who decided to support this measure, what are they saying is good for Illinois when all of these people trying to fill up their gas tanks have to pay more in Illinois? They're saying, we're willing to take this money for you, but we're going to give you something better in return. Is Illinois seeing anything better in return for that?
You know, they're promising infrastructure spending, and we still haven't gotten the full details of what future infrastructure projects are going to look like. However, before this gas tax was even voted on, the Illinois Policy Institute did an analysis and revealed that you could do $10 billion worth of infrastructure projects on maintenance for roads and highways and things that they're alleging that these taxes go to pay for. You could have done that without raising taxes by a single penny. You could have done that with our current level of revenue. You could have gotten increased infrastructure spending at the state level, and really done some work to improve communities without asking taxpayers to pay for more money. So it's going, what they're saying is essentially what they say when they hand out these large contracts is that this is a good thing that's going to, you know, lead to increases in employment. But unfortunately, they're not taking into consideration the effect that it has on the private sector. And what we found is that, you know, it makes it harder for these 285,000 unemployed Illinoisans to find work.
Yeah, well, we continue to watch as Illinois Policy uncovers a lot of this information that is important to the Illinois taxpayer. And Bryce, it's great to have you on today. So thanks for bringing that information to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again soon. IllinoisPolicy.org is the website if you want to learn more. That article about this doubled gas tax creates losers in Illinois, winners across state lines. Well, I'm across state lines right now, and this is where I buy my gas. And I get this, I get people who react to this idea of buying your gas in Missouri. I've had people say that's unfair. You need to support Illinois business owners. If you're going to try to make the Illinois resident who has to go to Missouri to work, if you're going to make them the villain here because they're not buying their gas in Illinois anymore, you have no grasp of where the real problem is. I am not a slave to this Illinois legislature. I am not somebody who has to jump with a how high response when they say this is what we're going to do and this is how you need to support it. The Illinois legislature needs to understand that they are run by us. If you are sick and tired of this kind of behavior by the Illinois state legislature, you have to stand up and say something and be heard. As we get closer to the election in 2020, I'm going to be bringing a lot of people on this show who are going to be defending the Illinois taxpayer, and we're going to need to send those people to Springfield in droves, and I'm going to need your help for that for sure. Make sure you connect to the Facebook page at facebook.com/Annie Fry Show to stay apprised to all of that. I'm hearing of some people who are throwing their name in the hat to go to Springfield to unseat Democrats currently holding those seats in the state, and getting out of that super minority is the number one goal. And from my conversations that I've had with people that work with the state legislature, they are very squarely focused on removing that supermajority control from Mike Madigan in the House and in Springfield. Let's get to some more of the reaction on the bases comments when we come back. 314-241-9797. Also, some news from the president. He's at a veterans convention, and he made a comment about student loans, federal student loans. Maybe he called Deborah Baker from yesterday and got things taken care of. I'm going to play that for you as soon as we come back as well, and take some more of your phone calls. Eve, hold on the line. We'll get to you first. Back in a minute.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And today I'm proud to announce that I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt. In a few moments, I will sign a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. Nobody can complain about that, right? Nobody can complain about that. The debt of these disabled veterans will be entirely erased. It'll be gone. And sleep well tonight. Altogether, this action will wipe out an average of $30,000 in debt owed by more than 25,000 eligible veterans who have made immense sacrifices, the ultimate sacrifice in many ways for our nation. They've made a sacrifice that's so great, and they're such incredible people, and they never complain. They never complain. That's hundreds of millions of dollars in student debt held by our severely wounded warriors. It's gone forever.
President Trump saying he is going to be signing papers that say that if you were permanently disabled as a veteran, your federal student loans are going to be gone. I'm for that.
Man.
Elizabeth Warren's like, but I'll show you my wand and what I can make go away.
Let's one up ya.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that, I wonder how much money that actually amounts to. But
I wonder if Trump was listening yesterday. That phone call.
Very interesting stuff. We went to the experts here on the conversation about how many bases are on a baseball field. If you go to Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show right now, you can vote in our poll. Over 300 people voted so far in less than an hour. How many bases on a baseball field? If you are Team Tony and Team Frank, you think that there are 3 bases on a baseball field. You are Team Katie if you think that there are 4 bases on a baseball field. And Katie has 40% of the vote, so it's increasing.
Where's Team Annie at on this?
I voted for Team Tony and Frank.
She voted.
Gotcha.
But I can undo my vote at any time.
Oh,
it's like, I'm from Illinois. I can vote 7 times in this. So we went to the expert here, somebody who covers the Cardinals. Sam Masterson joins us right now.
Hi, Sam.
He is.
What's up, guys?
What is your official job title? I would make up something really cool right now.
Czar.
Dragon Czar.
Anything that starts with
videos.
A
Czar. Czar. Yeah. Yeah. What is it?
Digital content coordinator.
Okay. Well, you make some amazing videos. You, with Camo X, cover the Cardinals. You travel. Tell me all the places in the last year you've traveled.
Boston for Game 7.
No big deal. What happened then?
Up there. Yeah, a little something. Yeah, it was a golf, actually. So I was out there for golf. No.
I didn't get to that in a while.
We were out in New York for the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
Finally, after it was here in St. Louis last year, and out for that. Spring training. I've gone to the last 2 spring trainings down in Jupiter, Florida.
Favorite place in the world.
Amazing. So good.
Mm-hmm.
Watching baseball in February is just ridiculous.
So when you're at a baseball field in February and you're looking at the baseball field, how many bases on the baseball field?
I count 4.
Katie. What did Katie give Katie you? All the way. What did Katie give you to say this?
I heard she's getting bashed. Her team isn't doing well on social media. So,
if and there's some people backing me. In the office. In fairness, I walked past Sam while at a break, and I said, "How many bases on a baseball field?" He looked at me like, "Why would you want to know that?" And then he said, "Four." I'm like, "Four." Come in the studio. So, and your logic would be,
That was just the immediate reaction I had. I was like, no thinking about it. Just like one, two, three, four. Mm-hmm. You have to touch four things that are bases to score a run. So I say four bases.
That's great logic.
Just because it's not titled a base doesn't mean it's a base.
How many people does it take to make the bases loaded?
Three. Well, that's four. No, of course, four.
If you hit a home run, how many total bases do you get in your stats?
Four.
Yeah. This is our problem. Yeah. We keep going back and forth. People keep calling us and giving us good reasons why it should be one or the other. Eve, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, how are you, Amy?
I'm good. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to regress here a half a second. I was in the car driving over here to Missouri to get gas. I am from Illinois. And I heard you say what the president did for the disabled veterans, and I'm a military mom, and I love that man.
Oh, man, that's awesome, Eve.
So, thanks for reporting that, and I do. I support him. I love him. But there's the argument, he just gave you my argument that I gave, which is if the bases are loaded, there's still a batter sitting on home plate, and if he hits the ball, he's going to get four runs. A diamond has four corners, so there's got to be four. And I think he's right. It doesn't matter what it's called. It's still a base.
All right.
You have to hit it to score the runs.
Perfect. Eve is team four with Katie and with Sam.
Holy cow.
That's it.
Do you want to ask Katie any sports questions?
No. Sports questions. I'm winning today. I'm having a good day. Let's just leave it that way.
Tony asked her what a pop-out was. Do you remember what her explanation for a pop-out was?
It was when the batter taps the ball and it hits the net behind the umpire.
It pops off the net. That's
sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's genuine, honest explanation because
Sam's got my back.
I had so Tony brought it up to me the three or four bases argument, and I was gonna go with a total non-sports, non-baseball argument.
What you got?
Said it's for. I go like the Monopoly, like the game board argument.
Mm-hmm.
That. When you pass go,
mm-hmm.
you count go as a space. You don't skip it.
When you pass it.
Yeah.
So, but okay.
But you don't skip it. Like, you count it as a part of, like, so if you're on,
mm-hmm.
What are the two big ones?
Boardwalk. Park Place.
And you roll a three.
Monopoly
you've got
expert.
The one, it's go is a space mm-hmm. or a base.
Mm-hmm.
And then one, two, three after that.
That's an excellent point.
I don't know if it works or not, but
I love that people want to talk about this.
I think this is great. Like I said, I'm having a good day today.
Awesome.
So.
Well, Sam, thanks for coming in here. We appreciate
Anytime.
It.
Thank you, Sam.
Anytime. Great show.
We are still sitting at 40% for Team Katie. We've got over 300 people who have voted on this. You can vote at facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. Let's go to Joe. Joe, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Annie.
Hi, Joe.
I ump with your brother-in-law and did ump with your husband for a while.
Oh, no. Don't tell any stories.
I got to wait till I see Jared again because all the stories I hear about him.
Oh, yeah. He tries to stay out of trouble. He comes home from umpiring, and the only thing I ask him is, did you get in any trouble? It's usually no.
So the rule book states that there's three bases and a plate, and it clearly defines what the plate is.
As not a base. Okay. And this is an IHSA rule, I assume?
It's the Federal High School Association, yeah.
Perfect. So the official Federal High School rule book says three bases and a plate.
Which would make sense because that's my friends that are high school baseball coaches said that same thing.
Awesome. Joe, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks for listening. Oh, Lord. My husband.
The caller that said that home plate is a diamond and has four corners, just like the bases, is wrong, too.
I think they said the field was a diamond.
There's five corners on home plate.
I don't think she said the plate was a diamond. I think she said that the field was a diamond.
Maybe I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Why would she be talking about the field?
Because the field's called a diamond.
I know, but
I don't know.
What does that have to do with bases?
It doesn't matter. To her.
Why would she have brought it up then?
I don't think that's what
we don't know, Tony.
All right, let's take a quick break. Before we do that, I want to give away some Cardinals tickets to, let's do the fifth caller. Correct caller right now, number 5, is going to win a pair of tickets to the Cardinals versus the Reds on Friday, August 30th. Each winner is going to receive an exclusive Military Appreciation Night hat of their choice. Marines, Army, Coast Guard, Navy, and Air Force hats all available. You can pick which hat you want. Caller number 5 to 314-241-9797. If you want to hold on the line, if you were waiting to make a comment, stick right there. Otherwise, caller number 5 to 314-241-9797 will win a pair of tickets to see the Cardinals versus the Reds. Let's do a sign of the apocalypse when we come back as well. If Tony gets done with his chicken wings, we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Kind of a neck-breaking show today, going back and forth between the importance of how many bases are on a baseball field, 3 or 4. What say you? Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. Katie vehemently says 4, and she's willing to put all of her credibility on the line for it.
I have so much credibility based in the sports world.
Based on 2 sources, Wikipedia and MLB.com. And the reactions I'm getting from the 40% of the almost 400 people who have voted so far, it, about it being 4, you're making very good points. I could be persuaded. I'm going to ask.
But will you be?
Probably not. But we've also heard from the president. I played this just before, but this is new information. I want to make sure that you hear this again. The president has made an announcement about federal student loans owned by disabled veterans.
And today I'm proud to announce that I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt. In a few moments, I will sign a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. Nobody can complain about that, right? Nobody can complain about that. The debt of these disabled veterans will be entirely erased. It'll be gone. And sleep well tonight. Altogether, this action will wipe out an average of $30,000 in debt owed by more than 25,000 eligible veterans who have made immense sacrifices, the ultimate sacrifice in many ways for our nation. They've made a sacrifice that's so great, and they're such incredible people, and they never complain. They never complain. That's hundreds of millions of dollars in student debt held by our severely wounded warriors. It's gone forever.
So the president making that announcement just here today at a veterans convention, and interesting thing for him to do. I think I fully support that. Tom, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
So I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
And first, no disrespect to our veterans. I have veterans in my family. I know a lot of veterans. But my question to you is, how is this different than forgiving student loan debt for the general population? You have stated in the past that, and I agreed with you, that forgiving student loan debt, which is something the Democrats are advocating, would be unfair to those who have paid their debts. But now, because these are veterans, it's okay, yet I know veterans who have paid their debts. And
I have an easy answer for you, Tom, and this is something I've thought about since as you were speaking. But I think that the major difference here is that it's for, as the president explains there, for people who are fully disabled. If they become fully disabled because they serve their country, that is going to greatly hinder their ability to pay those student loans back. And federal student loans, even if you file for bankruptcy, they don't go anywhere. And so I feel as though if you have given of yourself in that capacity to your country to keep our country safe, and your ability to pay those student loans back has been diminished because of that sacrifice, that is where I'm willing to make that exception. And if it were for all veterans altogether, I would maybe be a little bit more along your line of thinking. But since that disability part is included in what the president said there, that's why I think if they cannot pay it back with the same ease as somebody who is able-bodied, I think that is a sacrifice the rest of us taxpayers can certainly make.
Okay, so I guess I would agree with you on that. I didn't catch that it was for disabled only. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I can kind of see that. I can concede that. When I first heard the story, I didn't catch that. I thought it was just for veterans in general.
Yep, and
permanently
I think,
disabled veterans.
Yeah, so I think, Tom, I'm glad that you brought that up, because if you heard that, lots of other people have heard that as well. And it's an important distinction, because the question is a good question. Why this person and not that person, which is what we ask of the Democrats on a regular basis, you know, when they say that they're going to forgive the student loan debts of all these people who still owe. Well, what about all the responsible people who've already been able to pay them back? And so it's a good question, Tom, and I'm glad you brought it up so we could clarify.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I appreciate your call. It's an important distinction.
Mm-hmm.
And today I'm proud to announce that I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt. In a few moments, I will sign a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled.
So there you have it. And as I said, anytime someone's like, I have a question, for every one person who would speak up and say, "What?" Because Tom is right, why them, not anybody else? Well, that's a good reason. So,
yeah, I'm sure people are going to question what is the definition of completely and permanently disabled. Like, there's going to be, I'm sure, some guidelines that are put into the order that he's writing.
Mm-hmm. Carol, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that I have actually been on disability, never served in the services, but I'm completely and permanently disabled according to the paperwork, and we were struggling a bit to make ends meet because of losing my salary, and the student loan folks said because I was on disability that are permanently disabled that I could have my loans wiped out, and I went through that process. Mm. So I don't know why it's not applicable to everybody and not just veterans, because it has been for me.
So Carol, did they cancel the loans, or did they put them on a permanent hold?
They canceled them.
Mm-hmm.
Is my understanding anyway.
Okay. Carol, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I mean, if I am not familiar, so I'm not going to speak as though I am. But I would imagine, as is with most things, this is one thing that Rudy Beck, who is a sponsor of the show, a great sponsor of this station, works really hard to help veterans as an estate planning attorney. He works really hard to help veterans and spouses of veterans get access to the ANA pensions, which, from what I understand, is a very difficult thing to do. I've talked to another friend of mine who has a father who fought in World War II, and just getting the benefits that these veterans are owed, it's impossible. It's so frustratingly impossible. And that's one of the things that Beck Estate Planning and Elder Law focuses on, is going through all that red tape for you. So if the president's actions here are going to make it simpler for that to happen, that's a good thing. And I would absolutely support him in doing that. Let's do this.
Now, Signs of the Apocalypse on the Annie Fry Show.
Mm-hmm. There's a fashion company, ASOS, pronounced ASOS?
We don't know.
Well, that's what it says, pronounced ASOS, A-Y-S-O-S. ISOS?
ASOS.
ASOS?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they made a new pair of pants, and the pants make it look like you pooped yourself.
What?
Fabulous.
Ow! Why? Fabulous.
Yeah, that's the pattern of it.
Purposely.
Yes.
On purpose.
I'm trying to pull up a picture. I thought I had one on the story here, but it...
And my opinion is, it's weird.
Yeah, I would
understand
agree with that.
That. Joe
I would
Kennedy.
Totally agree with that. Here's a picture of
How
them.
How much are the pants?
Oh, that's a great question.
Does it say?
$46.
$46 to make it look
pants
like
pants are white, and they have brown tie-dye bands on them. And one of the tie-dye sections is right, the brown tie-dye is
like
right
exploding
in
your
that
rear.
Area.
So we have extreme mullets now in pants that make you look like you pooped yourself. What could go wrong?
What were they? It wasn't extreme mullets. It was like a, it did have a name though.
People
it
did, yeah. People digging on my husband's long hair too on that. That photo is up at our Facebook page, mm-hmm. But when I started dating my husband 15 years ago, he had long hair.
And it was long.
One of my friends, really good friends. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's not good.
Why?
They're ugly pants.
They are
ugly bad
pants.
That
is a picture that just proves that if you are a beautifully tanned and toned woman, you can wear pants that make you look like you pooped yourself. And it's like, hey, you know,
cool. Fashion.
One of my best friend's moms said when I started dating my husband, I can't believe Annie brought a long-haired. I'm like, that's what you called him? She's like, yeah.
Long-haired.
Didn't have long hair anymore. I'd like to see it, though, if he could.
I don't know if this guy is, I don't know if this is signs of the apocalypse or if this guy's brilliant. A 28-year-old guy named Mark Lattimore from Butler, Pennsylvania, recently stole a woman's credit card and used it to buy a bunch of stuff. And he was caught whenever he was using the credit card to buy stuff and they said, sign here for the credit card, he wrote thief in the signature.
Smart guy.
An unnamed person. This is a very nondescript.
He wrote thief in the signature line.
They won't ever catch me.
And he just kept buying stuff.
Did he print it
neatly?
Writing
the word thief. It doesn't show a picture of
the crazy.
Signature.
He got away
that
with it.
Is hilarious. Sign here. And he wrote thief.
Did they catch him?
Yeah. They got him.
Whoops.
Genius or crazy? You decide.
The police used the thief receipts to figure out what time he was at the stores, then reviewed the security footage to identify him. So when
sounds pretty basic.
When the receipts were turned over to law enforcement and they were able to find the ones that were signed thief.
They showed it to the guy and they're like, is this
you? Looked at the timestamp. They looked at the security cameras so they could get a picture of the guy, and then they used those pictures to identify him and catch him. Because he was signing the word thief.
Did you guys see all the air mattresses flying around in Denver?
No.
There was just like a flock of air mattresses because people were going to have an outdoor movie night. And there was just a flock of air mattresses that just
flying
like,
up in the air?
Yes. They were just going crazy.
That'd be scary.
It was hilarious. I'll post it.
You guys are going to hate this guy. Everybody's going to hate this guy. There's a guy at the University of Tennessee. Recently posted a Craigslist ad looking for a woman to go to Tennessee football games with him. He put in the ad, quote, my girlfriend broke up with me a couple weeks ago, and I need somebody to go to Tennessee football games with.
Dude!
I'm not looking for a relationship, but he put in some qualifications.
Oh, no.
He says, going to the games with me involves tailgating with my friends.
Check.
You must behave in a respectable manner.
Check.
No drunks, no drugs, no vulgarity.
Check.
You have to be willing to tailgate all day and stay for the full game.
Check.
You also must be a passionate Tennessee fan.
Go so, balls.
Take it or leave it.
I like Tennessee orange.
Yeah. You're okay with that?
Uh-uh.
Sure.
I'm outie. If I can't have three beers, I'm done.
Well, no, it said no alcohol or no...
No drink. It just said no getting drunk, I think.
But I mean, you have to
be... Is that what it takes? Three beers?
You have to behave in a respectable manner, and you have to be willing to tailgate all day and stay for the full game?
Yeah, no.
I'm not okay with...
He just put it out there. What if someone's like, I love all those things?
He's getting crushed on Craigslist.
Craigslist.
What self-respecting person is going to Craigslist to look for
dates?
A date or a partner?
Is that still happening?
A partner,
not a life partner.
No, maybe so though.
More like a tonight partner.
I think that there are many people
for card playing
football game. Partner.
I need a pinnacle partner.
Pinnacle partner.
Do you know what pinnacle is?
I've never played,
but you're aware.
I am aware.
Do
but
you know how to play pinnacle?
I don't.
But do you know people who do?
Oh, yeah. My grandparents used to play it like crazy.
Your Illinois grandparents?
Yep.
They're my people.
I played a lot of Rummy.
Rummy?
Uh-huh.
Euchre?
Never played that. Played Euchre.
You know how to play Euchre?
Mm-hmm.
Bye. I gotta go. Katie, yep. Let's go. Let's go find two more people and we'll school
and we'll
them in Euchre. The Dave Glover Show coming up next. Check out the podcast at radio.com and go tell everybody there's three bases. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. Go vote!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.